हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण। आई वेलकम एवरीबडी टू भक्ति संगा जयपा कॉन्फ्रेंस कॉल। टुडे वी आर वेरी फॉर्चुनेट टू हैव हिज ग्रेस सनातन धर्म प्रभु टू एनलाइटन अस ऑन द टॉपिक श्रीमद् भागवतम फिफ्थ कैंटो 14 चैप्टर एंड वर्स आल्सो 14। हरे कृष्ण प्रभु जी, प्लीज एक्सेप्ट माय हम्बल ओबीसेंसेस। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्रील प्रभुपाद। थैंक यू सो मच प्रभु जी फॉर योर वैल्युएबल टाइम एंड असोसिएशन दिस मॉर्निंग। बिफोर आई हैंड ओवर द कॉल टू यू, आई वुड लाइक टू हैंड ओवर इट टू टिफनी माताजी फॉर योर ब्रीफ इंट्रोडक्शन। हरी बोल टिफनी माताजी, ओवर टू यू माताजी।
Thank you. Hare Krishna, Vinita Gandharvika Mataji, and Hare Krishna, dear devotees. Please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. His Grace Sanatan Dharma Prabhuji is a disciple of His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj. Prabhuji has been practicing Krishna consciousness for more than 12 years. He is a brahmachari from ISKCON Pune, and he has studied BTech at the National Institute of Technology in Trichy and knows many different languages. His current services include area management and project development head in areas around Pune. Prabhuji is a counselor, youth and corporate preacher, congregation preacher, and secretary at Voice Organization. He is also a remote mentor for the new Vedic Cultural Center at the Pune Temple. And I also humbly request devotees to please turn on your cameras for Prabhuji's inspiring class. Hare Krishna, welcome to the call, Sanatan Dharma Prabhu. So good to see you.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Happy Govardhan Puja to you and nice to see you, Hari Bol.
Yes, yes. Happy Govardhan Puja to everybody. And I'm not able to see all of you. So I request all the wonderful Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis to please appear. And if you're all able to hear me clearly, please turn on your videos. Then I will understand that you're all able to hear me clearly. I've just come from my dressing, festival dressing. I just landed here. Are you all able to hear me clearly? Is it loud and clear?
Yes, yes, Prabhuji.
Thank you. And I expect by Mangalacharan, everybody else is also going to turn on the videos. All right, because that'll be very inspiring. Are we starting before time? Just checking. Yeah, we are. That's okay. No problem. Let's start with prayers. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshuhurun Melitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Nama Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Preshthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Iti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschyata Desha Tarede Vancha Kalpataru Bhyascha Kripasindho Vyevacha Patitanam Pavane Bhyo Vaishnave Bhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Mukam Garoti Vachalam Pangam Nangayate Girim Yat Kripatamaham Vandesh Shri Gurum Dina Tarinam Shri Chaitanyam Ishwaram Paramananda Madhavam. Hare Krishna, wonderful devotees. Hare Krishna, please, please
Krishna.
Turn on your videos. Sound is not enough. Video is required. So please do turn on your videos. All right. So today we are going to move ahead in our journey. What is the name of this chapter? Anybody?
Forest of Enjoyment.
Forest of Enjoyment. Okay. Forest, yes. This is clearly visible. That this guy who has got in is in the forest. But where is the enjoyment? Where is the enjoyment? Because we find this person who has entered into this forest, he's getting whipped and beaten and chastised, troubled, pangs and anxiety. That's what is this forest. Then why do you think this is called forest of enjoyment? Anybody would like to try that?
We are trying to make happiness from this material world. Like we are trying to...
Yes.
Yeah, we know that it is not the happiness, but we are trying our best to make this world happiness by use this material world somehow, you know. That's what I feel, Prabhuji.
Okay, people are in the pursuit of happiness. pursuit of enjoyment. But the rule is, we try for happiness, we try for enjoyment. In this world, you're definitely 108% not going to get it. That's a reality. Because Krishna has told it very clearly. Please open 5th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, shloka number 22. Ehi samsparshaja bhoga dukkha yonaya evate. Adhyantavanta kaunteya nateshu ramate buddha. It's so very loud and clear. Bhagavan Shri Krishna is very clearly telling us, well, you want to try enjoying in this world? But the very problem is in enjoyment. And the more one tries to enjoy, the more one is going to be miserable in this world. And the same statement is spoken repeatedly again and again in Srimad Bhagavatam. And even Sri Prahlad Maharaj, the 7th canto, he says, you know who is the most frustrated guy in this whole world? The most frustrated person in this entire creation, in this world, is that person who has tried to enjoy the most. Yes? You try to enjoy the most, you're going to be the most frustrated person. So this is the forest of material enjoyment, where a person is trying to enjoy, but what is the net result? What is the end result? That's very clear. You're observing. For chapters together, you're seeing these guys getting beaten up and pounded. I just want to know, by the way, who is this guy? Who is this guy? Yes, all of us. This is not anybody else's story. This is our story. Yes, this is our story. So we are all used to reading his story. His story. That's what we will call history. So that is his story. But Srimad Bhagavatam, along with history, also gives our story. Yes, our story. Few chapters before the previous canto, you would have read Puranjana Upakhyanam. Yes, we read that part. So Narad Muni came to Raja Prachini Barhi and he started explaining. He knew that this guy is quite entangled in his karma kanda. So if I were to tell him heavy philosophy, he wouldn't be able to digest anything. He wouldn't be able to comprehend anything, understand anything. So let me tell him a story. I want to tell you about a story of a king who was very attached. He said, yes, I'm all ears. Please go on. Please speak. And at the end of the story, what does he tell him? Who is this Puranjan? The personality about whom he has spoken chapter after chapter. Who's that person? Yes, who is that person? Who can tell me?
That was the King Prachina Barhi himself.
No, it's all of us. Got you. That person is all of us, not Prachina Barhi. We all think, yes, it is Prachina Barhi. Yes. No, we are in the shoes of Prachina Barhi. That person, Pura means city of 9 gates. Jana, we are in the city of 9 gates. Our body has 9 holes. We are in that city. So similarly, the person who is present in this forest of material enjoyment and trying to pursue his enjoyment, that person is none other than all of us. So this person has to learn. Srila Prabhupada always used to say this particular statement in Bengali. Dekhe shike, dekhe shike. That means see and learn, see and learn. Why twice? Why twice? Because you have to see and learn the right things. At the same time, you have to see and learn not to do the wrong things. That is also a part of knowledge. Yes. Don't repeat others' mistake. Experience is the best teacher. Experience is the best teacher. This is what people say, but this is often an incomplete statement. Yes, experience is the best teacher and a fool learns no other way. This is the complete statement. A foolish person learns no other way than experience. But an intelligent person is that person who learns from others' experience. So today's shloka is Srimad Bhagavatam, 5th canto, 14th chapter, text number 14. Yes, this is... Today is a very, very heavy shloka. It's going to be... Yeah, this entire section is a very heavy section. So please... please don't mind if I speak something heavy, because the entire section is like that. So this is based on Srimad Bhagavatam, 5th canto, 13th chapter, 6th verse. So this is explained. Because at the end of the forest of material enjoyment, after Shukadeva Goswami explained everything, Parikshit Maharaj was wondering, what's going on? I couldn't make a head or tail out of it. Shukadeva Maharaj says, don't worry, I'll dedicate another chapter for it. And in the 14th chapter, he simply explains what Jada Bharat told Rahugun in the previous chapter. He's helping him decode the message. So this is based on Sloka 6. And what happens in the Sloka 6 is there is a shallow river, a forest fire, and the person jumps in the waterless river and he is hurt badly. At the same time, he's burnt in the forest fire and his wealth is stolen by Yakshas and he falls into despair. This is what is mentioned. Oh, thank you. Before even I could speak it up, the translation was there. Thank you, Raj Prabhu. And what happened in the previous verses? So this shallow river is nothing but cheating gurus, bogus gurus, pseudo gurus who tell, yes, don't worry. What do you want? Well, I'm very frustrated in life. Don't worry. Please come to me. Please come and join me. What? I just want to tell you a story. There was a devotee who had come and he was in ISKCON. And this devotee, we just asked him a question that how did you end up being a devotee? Because that's a very interesting thing. How did you come to Krishna consciousness? And this is a subject matter which is, if it is given as a topic, a person can speak for days together. You can give a sappaha, 7 days. Just like Shukadeva Maharaj spoke 7 days. You can also speak upon this for 7 days. How I came to Krishna consciousness. We can write 18,000 verses. Just Bhagavatam, we can write another 18,000 verses of how I came to Krishna consciousness. We all have wonderful stories to say. So when this person was asked, how did you come to Krishna consciousness? So this person, he told us that actually I was very frustrated with my spouse, with my wife. And because I was so fed up with my wife, I went to get some counseling from a guru. Yes. Bogus guru, we all know bogus guru. So he went to this guy to get counseling. And the counseling sessions were taking place regularly. And this guru eloped with my wife. The guru eloped with my wife. And I became so happy. Well, you're really my guru because you took away my problem from my life. Thank you so much. And thus I came and joined ISKCON. That person was saying like that. You took away my life and now here I am. I'm joining ISKCON. Thank you. So like this, not all pseudo gurus will benefit you. But pseudo gurus are like shallow rivers. Shallow rivers. On the other hand, real gurus, they are compared to ocean. When Srila Prabhupada was going, he was in a Vyas Puja ceremony in France. He was going to celebrate the first ever Vyas Puja in Europe. And as a result, even the French devotees became so happy. Prabhupada, come to our friends and have the Vyas Puja festival. So we called the media. So they called all the media, cameraman, and everyone was excited. Swamiji is going to come and he's going to conduct the Vyas Puja ceremony. And these guys messed up everything. These guys messed up everything. Prabhupada asked, come on, where are the fruits for the yajna? So a devotee went inside, used his intelligence, cut the fruit nicely and brought a fruit salad. Prabhupada, here's fruit salad for you with tulsi offered to Krishna. Prabhupada said, you fool. I was asking fruits to be kept in the yajna kund. Get lost. I want pushpa. Get me pushpa. So then another devotee went. He was not coming back. Prabhupada said, is he gone to get pushpa? Which pushpa means flower. Or this guy has gone to, sow the seeds, they till the land, sow the seeds and creating pushpa and watering it. What is this guy gone to do? Which planet he has gone to get pushpa from? So Prabhupada was wondering. And the devotees came after some time and got pushpanna. There's a dish called pushpanna. Only if you tasted pushpanna rice. This, in the previous ISKCON, it was a very famous dish. If you want, please look at Yamuna Mataji's recipes, pushpanna rice. I don't like it personally, but I'm just telling you, pushpanna rice. This is an item. When Prabhupada saw this, he was like, you guys, you're good for nothing. And this is all going on recorded. It's on air. It's on air. Indian Swami coming and all this thing. And he's shouting. Prabhupada shouting, you fellows, you rascals, you don't know anything. You don't know how to conduct a yajna. You know nothing like that. And there is a new devotee. A new devotee who walks up to Prabhupada. He's with his French beard. French devotee, fat, not typical French guy. This old man, don't get angry. Chant Hare Krishna and be happy. He's going and advising Prabhupada, instructing a newcomer, a brand new newcomer, is coming and instructing the Jagat Guru, the founder Acharya of the International Society of Krishna Consciousness. He's telling him, my God, chant and be happy. This is whose slogan? Who invented this slogan? It was Prabhupada. And he's going and telling Prabhupada, and Prabhupada immediately put his hand in the beat back. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram, Ram. And Prabhupada started chanting. Prabhupada simply just started chanting. And everybody was wondering, my God, we've done Guru Aparad, we've offended Srila Prabhupada. Nah, I'm not going to go and face Prabhupada, not me. And everybody pushed the president. Prabhu, go and see. How's Prabhupada? Prabhupada is okay. Go and see that. And then he went inside and he saw Prabhupada was happily on his rocking chair, chanting Hare Krishna in bliss. So that is the time when Prabhupada said that actually a pure devotee of Lord is like an ocean. He's like an ocean. An ocean is very deep. Apparently on the surface, there might be some temporary disturbances. But in toto, in whole, an ocean is very deep. Yes? So a pure devotee remains undisturbed. At the surface, there can be some disturbances. On the other hand, the bogus gurus, they're all like this shallow rivers. We studied about that. And then comes the second part. There are totally four verses which explain the sixth verse of the 13th chapter. So yesterday's verse was a shallow river. Today, my verse is the 14th verse. We'll go to my verse now. Okay. 5:14:14.
Yada tu parabhadayanda atmane nopanamati tadahi pitra putra barhishmataha pitra putranva sakalu bakshayati.
We'll go to the translation. In this material world, when the conditioned soul cannot arrange for his own maintenance, despite exploiting others, one who cannot arrange for his own maintenance, he tries to exploit his own father or son, taking away that relative's possessions, although they may be very insignificant. If he cannot acquire things from his father, son, or other relatives, he is prepared to give them all kinds of trouble. I told you, there's a very big, mighty, and heavy shloka that is coming. Yes, very heavy section. And that's fortunately or unfortunately come to me. And we have to discuss. Purport. Once we actually saw a distressed man steal ornaments from his daughter just to maintain himself. As the English proverb goes, necessity knows no law. When a conditioned soul needs something, he forgets his relationship with his relatives and exploits his own father or son. We also receive information from Srimad Bhagavatam that in this age of Kali, the time is quickly approaching when a relative will kill another relative for a small farthing. Without Krishna consciousness, people will deteriorate further and further into a hellish condition wherein they will perform abominable acts. Hare Krishna. So I was once hearing a story. One of my friends was telling me that there was a abroad settled son of a very old couple. The couple was quite in their 60s, 70s. The husband, wife, leading a very wonderful life. They had a farmhouse, they had a bungalow, an estate, a villa kind of a property. They were living a very wonderful life. They did miss their son. they would advise the son that, why don't you come down and stay with us? We can all stay together as a family. We have no dearth of money. Why do you have to live abroad and not stay away from the family? And the son would say, don't worry, I'm making arrangements to move you all to my place. So please give me some time. And when I'm ready, I'll book your tickets. I'll ensure that the visa, passport and everything is cleared off. And you can come and we'll stay together as a family. So one day, the son gave a call to his parents and said that, please be ready to come abroad with me. Please come. Let's go together and stay. So the parents were actually unwilling to leave their own land, leave their own country, and to leave their home where they stayed for almost all of the life. That attachment develops, right? So they were unwilling to go. But then the son convinced that you please come. When they agreed to come with him, this is a true story I'm telling you. When they agreed to come with him, he then proposed to them that, why don't you sell off all the property? Yes. Sell it off. Sell off all the property. Yes. So they sold all the property. After all, we will get to stay together. And after selling off all the property and all the wealth, everything was transferred. All the accounts took place. Transfer of accounts and everything happened. Then the son finally took his parents. The day, final day came where they were supposed to board the flight to go abroad. And then the son took them, had a nice ride, and he took them to the airport, international airport. And then he said, I'll just be back in a couple of minutes. 2 minutes passed, 10 minutes passed, 20 minutes passed, and half an hour passed, 1 hour passed. The parents started getting worried. They did not have, this is a very, quite an old story, they did not have cell phones. And the son never came back. So he took everything, his parents' entire property, and just let them be there of their own, old and invalid situation. Just walked away with all the property. This is the kind of nature which people have. This is Kali Yuga. Welcome to Kali Yuga. We find this such a horrible world. See, when we hear such things, yeah, it's unbelievable, but it's a true story. When we hear such things, what should happen is we should get detached from this material world. Our desire to go back home, back to Godhead, should increase. And our very conviction that this material world is dukhalyam ashashvatam should increase. Yes. And now, where would the parents have gone? Nobody can imagine. Now, the same thing happened even in Srimad Bhagavatam. It's going to come in 6th canto. What does Ajamil do? For the sake of maintaining a prostitute, he first got the prostitute and kept her as a maid servant. And when the parents disapproved of this activity, they were able to see that they're having an affair. She's come as a maid servant. Come on, you're a brahmana, you're an elevated person. Your association with a low class woman will kill all your brahmanical qualities. Little did they know that he had already killed all his brahmanical qualities. Little did they know. This fellow just shooed away his parents. Get out. Out. Go for Tirthyatra. Go somewhere. Go to hell. I don't care about you. Out. I want to be with this lady. It's his chaste wife who he had served life long. She had served him. So you go back to your parents, please. I don't need you anymore. I have her. Greed, lust, anger. These anarthas can make a human inhuman. Inhuman acts. So this, like this, the anarthas, they drive a person. I gave you example of greed. I gave you example of lust. I can even give you example of anger. There was a family wherein there was a father, an old man in the family. This happens in some rural parts. I don't want to name any place. It happens. It may be happening in different parts of the world. So this old man, he was living, but he was bedridden. And nobody liked to clean up this man's mess. I hope you're getting what I'm trying to say. Nobody liked to feed this person. And he would keep calling. Of course, he had a lot of affection for his family members. So he never wanted to be alone. They used to switch on the television and tell him, old man, just watch. Watch and die someday. That's what they used to taunt. But some places, if people are angry and irritated with the person, they excessively feed milk to that person and kill that person. Just keep pouring milk. There's something called drug overdose, and the old man dies out of milk overdose. And nobody comes to know what happened. In some places, just for getting some insurance money, you know, the whole family members, they kill the other person. Yeah, let's just finish the other person. After all, we're going to get money from insurance. So they all plan what to do. Yeah, we'll take care of that. So the three of us will plan. We'll kill the other person. And we will divide the insurance money into three. And the other two party will meet. They say, why divide into three? Let's divide into two. We will feed poison to both of them and kill both of them. And then finally we see three people dying. Why? Because another five was sharper than the other three. Out of these two, another person also killed. So like that, for insurance and for little property, money, people just dispose of this within the own family. Yeah. There was a man. This man was very much attracted to an actress. Yes, he loved her beauty and her charms. Young age, youth. He was a big businessman. So he proposed to her for marriage. And this lady immediately agreed, because he was making good money. Then they were together in the relationship as husband and wife. But little did he know about her character. This woman used to flock around with dozens of men, dozens of affairs. And when this guy came to know about this, he was thinking of giving her a divorce. And she felt, oh, if this guy were to divorce me, then I don't get any share of the property. On the other hand, let me do another thing. Let me kill this person and get his property on my name, and then I can hang around with whoever I want to. Yes? Hare Krishna. So this guy came to know somehow her plan. So he hired bouncers, you know, bouncers. 6-7 feet tall, huge guys, bouncers. And even she hired two bouncers. So they live in the same house with their bouncers. And the bouncers ensure that none of them kills each other. This is the kind of world we live in. All right. Recently, one of my brahmachari friends, he had gone to an old age home. He was requested to come and give a program there. And the program went fabulously well. After the program, he realized that this old age home normally, typically in India, looks like a place which is like haunted or which is abandoned place. That's the last place which people would like to renovate. But this old age home looked like a 5-star hotel. It had all the first class facilities and amenities for any person. So he went there, he was astounded. My God, am I actually in the right place? Have I come to an old age home or somewhere else? He was also wondering, when have I come? Then he realized, well, after the old age home program happened, people applauded, they appreciated his program. And after that, there was one old man who came and told, see, he was a brahmachari, you're very fortunate. You will not have children who will cheat you. As he asked, what happened? He probed deeper into him. And he said, actually, my son, whom I loved the most, I named my property after him, and this guy dumped me. And now I'm here. A lot of riches. And now this guy's cheated. So never, please, wherever you go, please add this one statement in your lectures. Never name your property after your children. Never do that. So he was saying that. And there was another actress, an old actress, the film actress, who also was in the old age home. He said, Mataji, what are you doing here? He said, when I was beautiful and I was able to perform, I was there on the screens, and then I was removed from the scenes. And when I was, uh, I was in power. I was in demand. That's when people all, they were there around me. Everyone used to roam around me, hover around me. But as soon as I stopped my stage and screen activities, that's it. Nobody wanted me. So here's where I had to land up. So a person becomes useless. He or she is disposed of like an old ox. An old ox has no value. He's just lying there. People just wait for that person to die. Very unfortunate. Yeah. You know something about law? Anybody study law here? Okay. In law, 90% of the laws, you have the penal code sections. It's based on land and property related dealings. 90% of them. And 80% of the cases which do take part in the court is based on land and property dealings. And that too between relatives. Happens between relatives. Close relatives. That's where the goes. And 100% of them don't get settled. Nothing gets settled. The cases go on for generations together. Nothing. There is no justice. Yes, there is no settlement. And even the fourth, sometimes the case moves on and gets cascaded up to the fourth and fifth generation. And these guys have no clue. But they have only one knowledge, that those guys are our enemies. They are our rivals. But they don't know why. Why? Why are they your enemies? Why are they rivals? That we don't know. We don't care. But they are our enemies. Because his grandfather's grandfather, he did injustice. Cheated my grandfather's grandfather. So we are also enemies. Yes, people carry on such foolish. One of my friends was telling that there was a 32-year-old fight between his grandfather and his brother. His own grandfather and grandfather's brother. 32 years old, long-lasting fight. Even World War doesn't last so long. After that, the other guy, that's his grandfather's brother, lost the case. He lost the case, and as he was leaving his body, his final wish, his last wish, he told his son and his grandson, "I want you to fight. Continue the fight." And now the grandfather is gone. And his children and grandchildren are fighting after that. Yeah, it's a place. And my friend was telling that they give a lot of death threats. They even come after his grandfather and father with hoodlums, goons, to beat, shotguns, knives. So that's constant. So they don't mind killing each other also. Very, very unfortunate. Yeah, very unfortunate the situation is. Now coming to the other side, because Prabhupada, what statement he makes in the end is very important. Without Krishna consciousness, people will deteriorate further and further into a hellish condition wherein they will perform abominable acts. Abominable acts. So this statement is something which helps me. I will be telling you one principle, because if you want to speak about Krishna consciousness, you want to introduce someone to bhakti, the first thing that you have to do, the first thing is teach them value of human form of life. That's how your preaching should begin. And who's an ideal example for this? It's Prahlad Maharaj. Actually, there's a book, small book called Teachings of Prahlad. How many of you have seen that? Small book, blue color. Yeah, it looks small, but its message is huge. Anybody can learn to preach to the most demoniac people just by following the principles of this book. The first thing people have to understand is that learn to value human form of life. That's the first lesson. The moment people realize the human form of life, how human form of life is important, that's all we need to preach. And then self-realization, God-realization, Krishna Bhakti, Krishna Prem, all these things are easy. It will all follow. The very reason we are all not convinced yet to become devotee, we are not yet pure devotees, is because we have not sufficiently understood the importance of human form of life. We are still not very serious, we are still taking it casually. Somehow we believe from where this belief comes, that we just go on the same way, we will definitely go back to Godhead. Pakka, guarantee. It's not a fact. It's not like that. One has to be sincere, serious, and without ulterior motives. First thing. How many of you seen a BMW? Okay. Driven a BMW? Okay. I think Tiffany Mataji has a BMW. Okay, fine. We all have BMW. Yeah. Body, mind, words. You all have, right? That's the real BMW. So, there was a sannyas ceremony. And the sannyas ceremony, there were sannyas initiates going to get sannyas. So there was one Maharaj who was telling, every sannyasi is going to get BMW. And others were wondering, my God, ISKCON sannyasis, rich brats, very rich guys. It's a very lucrative offer. Even I should take sannyas. Yes. So what is that? You get the danda. There are actually three rods attached to one, another rod, four rods technically. That rod is Krishna. Which means kayena vacha manasendriyava buddhyatmanava prakrite svabhava karomi yadyat sakalam parasmai narayana iti samarpayami. So one takes the vow that I shall offer my body, words and mind only in the service of Krishna or Narayana. That's the vow you take. But I'm talking about the actual BMW. Okay, now you see a guy, you see a person who is using his BMW to collect garbage from all homes. What will you call such a person? There's nothing wrong with collecting garbages from the entire suburb, neighborhood. There's nothing wrong collecting and dumping. But in a BMW? Nonsense. Is this guy even sane? Does he have good sense? Idiot. Wow, that's the word I was looking for. An idiot. A moron. Stupid. Please. These are the words you will call. You got a BMW and you are using it as a dump yard to collect all the garbage? Idiot. Nice. Thank you, Raj Prabhu. Good word. Yes. Give it to me. I'll tell you how to use a BMW. Similarly, when we use this human body, which is actually meant for God realization, self-realization, this B, M and W, this BMW that we have received, we use it for sense gratification than to use it in service of Guru and Krishna. We are all dash, fill it up. We are all idiots. True. I hope the message is loud and clear. Yeah. So we should never forget this. We have got a BMW, a very costly BMW, priceless BMW. Scientists have tried to create human body. They miserably failed. The scientists tried to create blood, but they couldn't even create stool and urine, which is human excreta. Even that they couldn't create. How valuable is this human body? How valuable? Doesn't matter if it is an Indian body, American body, Eastern body, Western body. No. Bhakti can be practiced in human body. Any human body. Kirata, Gunandra, Pulinda, Pulka, Shadhira, Jumma, Yamana, Khasadeya, Yeya, Necha, Papaya, Dapashreya, Shreya, Shuddhyanti, Tasmai, Prabhu Vishnave, Namaha. I feel so inspired to see Tiffany Mataji, Lalita Mataji, Dinbandhu Prabhu. I get a lot of inspiration. See, Bhakti is not just for Indians. How people misunderstand that. Very good. I feel very inspired. It's for everybody. We are all gifted. But we misuse that. We are idiots. That's what we are. Okay. An activity. Can we do an activity together? Even if you all guys don't turn on your videos, there's no problem. There's no problem, but do this activity. Even I'm going to be doing, I'm having a pen, I'm having a paper, I'm quite good at math. You need to, if you're not good at math, no problem. Just get yourself a phone or a calculator, because it's going to be a practical activity. And each and every one of us have to do it. So I'll give you half a minute to grab something which can help you calculate in case your math is weak. Ready? All right, here we go. In India, I call this activity as Sach Ka Samna. So those of you who know Hindi, you understood the activity. Sach Ka Samna means facing the truth. And right now, right here, right now, we, each and every one of us, we are going to be seeing the truth. We're going to see the truth. So ready? I was just surfing the Google. Normally, I don't do that because I surf the scriptures. I surf through scriptures, but I had to for this particular activity. And I checked that the life expectancy, no matter where you are in the part of this world, it is reducing constantly. Currently, presently, the life expectancy is 72. It's 72. So we are going to check the Sach Ka Samna activity, or the reality check, is how much time do we have left? Wow. Prabhu, that's so simple. Why do we need a calculator for that? First of all, let me let you know that we have no idea, no clue if we are going to live the next moment. But still, just for assumption's sake, let's all here assume we are all going to live for 72 years. All right. So first thing I want you all to do is subtract your age. You don't have to tell me. I'm not going to ask any one of you anything. This is for yourself. This is a personal activity for your own reflection and contemplation. Please reduce your present age from 72. Hey, dude, you need not tell me. Raj Prabhu, I got to know your age. You need not tell me. Don't worry. That's for you. All right. You see the number? You see the number? Now, let me tell you. We all spend a minimum, no matter great time manager you are. I've interviewed, I've spoken, I've statistically verified best of the best time managers. You will end up spending 8 hours for the body. Sleeping, eating, washing, cooking, bathing, everything. No matter who you are, you're going to spend 8 hours every single day. And I see the maximum of you are grihasthas. You'll be working, household chores, many things will be there. Right? And that also takes, even in US, you all guys work for 6 hours. In India, it's much more. The picture is totally different. But still, that would also take you 8 hours, no matter who you are, 8 hours. So 8 hours for the body, 8 hours for the occupation and household chores, which makes it 16. So if you see 24 is actually, if you divide 24 into 8, 8 hours become 1/3. So 16 out of 24 is gone. So what remains is 1/3. So all you have to do is the number remaining from the 72 minus your age, just divide it by, make it 1/3. That's it. Just divide it by 3. And I want you all to see that number. Let's watch it. That's your life left now. I've not counted the gossip that we do. I've not counted the social media and stuff that we do. I've not counted many things that we keep doing. This 14 years is all that we have to be able to chant purely. That's it. 14, 15. Some of you may have 10. Some of you may have 12. Some of you not even that much. That's all you have. It's reality. What would you do now? I would like to hear your reflections. Now, given that number, what would you do now? Anyone? This is reality. I'm not lying. No matter who you are, this is all you got. And you're not going to get anything more than this. Trust me. In fact, you are going to lose out from this. You are going to lose out from this. So what are we going to do about it? Anyone?
Hare Krishna. I know for me, thank you for this exercise, Prabhuji, because it just, just really made things even more real. This whole class has been amazing. I'm so grateful. For me, it makes me feel like I really will become much more serious about my Krishna consciousness and do even more service and preach to even more people, because yes, we want to, again, looking at Kali Yuga and how everything is becoming so deteriorated. It's unbelievable. Just want to get as many people out as possible. So yes, I will become more serious. Thank you. Thank you.
Practice intensely and preach powerfully. Mm-hmm. An ideal version of quality. Thank you, Mataji. Anyone else? One more. Somebody,
Hare Krishna, yes. Prabhuji, I'll try to utilize every time, because each and every minute, because we usually, you did not calculate about social media. That's a way I spend a lot on that. I try to reduce that also. Otherwise, the amount of the answer that I got, it will go again down, right? If I waste that time. So I try to use each and every minute for Krishna's service, so that I can go back to Krishna. Otherwise, I have to suffer again here. Hari Bol.
Yes. And we don't know. More than suffering again, we don't know whether we'll get Bhakti Sangha Japa again. We'll get connected to this wonderful forum or not. Nothing is sure. Okay, there's a comment for Vinita Mataji. You can read that for yourself. So what I'm trying to say is, we have very less time. So first thing is understanding the value of human life. And the second thing is to understand that, well, we don't really have much time. I would like to tell you a story. Once, Brahmaji had got quite conceited. This happens sometimes. He got quite conceited that I'm the senior most devotee in this universe. Yes, the senior most devotee in this universe. We asked, like Mataji introduced me. That's a very, very old introduction of mine. Many of it is not true. Many things have changed, but still the same introduction is being used now. And I remain 12 years forever. It doesn't get updated. We normally ask, how many years are you practicing? I'm actually as a monk who preaching for 12 years. For 12 years. Anyway, no problem. So how many years you are in Krishna consciousness? We ask. Oh, people say, I'm there in ISKCON since it's been like 20 years, 25 years, 30 years. So people give different numbers. Now, when did Brahmaji come to Krishna consciousness? Anyone? Well, now this, I'm not going to, even with calculators, we're not able to calculate. No, I don't know. Let's not just use our calculators. Let's just accept that's the number is quite huge. No, not sure. I'm yourself. In fact, please don't introduce me henceforth. That's my request. I'm quite known to the forum now. It's okay. It's done. You can frame an introduction for me. Yes. So Brahmaji was like, well, I'm the senior most devotee around. There's nobody as senior as me. And Narad Muni could feel it. He could feel that Brahmaji, my father, my guru, is getting a little bit conceited. Now, Krishna can tolerate any anartha, but he can never tolerate pride. No. When pride comes, Krishna leaves. Krishna just leaves. That's what he did to even the topmost devotees, the gopis. He saw there was a small, very, very tiny speck of pride in their heart, and Krishna just left. He left the Rasa Mandal because he wanted them to come together and humbly submit to him and offer prayers. So Narad Muni said, well, I'm a traveling preacher, and you, father, you don't travel really so much, right? He said, no, I don't travel. I sit on my lotus and I can see everything right from here. I have my CCTV cameras installed and my system is perfect. Narad Muni said, well, I'm a brahmachari and I'm a traveling preacher. So in my course of traveling, I have met quite interesting people. So I would like you also to meet those interesting guys. Brahma said, why not? For a change, well, I can travel. But Narad Muni said, well, we can't travel like this. You have to hide your heads. You have to take another form of a monk. or someone, and even I'm going to change my appearance. And let's go to house number one. Narada takes Brahmaji, and Brahmaji is wondering, where is this guy taking me? Where is my son taking me? Narad, where? Are we there yet? Narad Muni said, please, patience, we are there. There he came. And there he found that there was a sound coming very feebly. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. No, you're all wrong. It's not Prabhupada's japa machine. It was actually a person who was chanting. And they went inside. He was in an ashrama. So both Brahmaji and Narada went inside the ashrama. And they saw that there was a person with a saintly attire who was sitting there. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And his demeanor, his enthusiasm, charisma exactly matched that of a sage. His serenity, everything. Except for one thing. There was hair all over his body. All over his body was full of hair. So Brahmaji slightly leaned towards Narada and asked, by the way, who is this guy? Looks quite funny, but who is he? Said, he is a very, very great devotee. His name is Lomar Shrishi. Lomar Shrishi. So they, Narada Muni disturbed, with due respect, disturbed the penance and meditation of the chanting, the japa of Lomar Shrishi. Lomar Shrishi was kind enough to welcome both the guests. And he asked him a question. His question was, why exactly do you chant the holy name so intensely? What makes your chanting in sadhana so intense? You're chanting so intensely. You're attentive. You're aware. You're absorbed. What's the secret? And Loma Shrishi, he tells him the value of human form of life. Number two, how life is very short. Brahmaji said, okay, fine. This guy's life must be short. I have a long life. Yes, I have a long life. So Narada Muni asked a second question. I would like to know from you, how long do you live? So Loma Shrishi says, yes, because you asked, I'll tell you. But actually, you must be knowing the Chaturmukha Brahma, who's the top of the universe, right? In Satyalok. When Brahma dies, one of my hair strand from the body falls down. And when all my hair from the body falls down, then I die. Brahma was shocked. He's saying, Narad, let's go back. I'm sufficiently humiliated. Please take me away from here. Narad says, no, there's another person that I want to introduce you to. Brahmaji said, what else is there? Just come, father, we'll go to another place. And I took him. And there was another saint who was also very intensely, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, intensely doing his Krishna consciousness. So Narada Muni went to him and asked him the same question that he had asked Loma Shrishi, that what makes your japa so intense? And he exactly answered the same thing. And after answering the same thing, Narada Muni went on to ask, how long do you live? And Ashtavakra Muni said, well, do you know a person called Loma Shrishi? He said, yes. Currently, my body is bent in 8 parts. Vakra means bent. That's why Ganesh is called Vakratunda Mahakaya, because his mouth is bent. Vakratunda. So Vakra means bent. So Ashtavakra means one whose body is bent in 8 places. He's called Ashtavakra. So he said, when Lomar Shrishi dies, my one bend becomes straight. And when my entire body will become straight, that time I die. Brahma, oh my God, he fell back. What is this? These guys who are having much bigger life than I do. If these people are so serious about Krishna consciousness, how serious should we all be? We're quite uncertain of how long we're going to live. We can leave at any moment, any time. Death can come and we can leave. Yes, so we all should definitely. I'll give you a small homework in case you can do it. I request you all to please, if not the purports, at least not the shlokas, the translations of 7th canto, 6th chapter. Please read that. This entire thing will make us very sincere and serious in our bhakti. Because Prahlad Maharaj, although being a small boy, just don't look at who is speaking it or what is the size of the person who is speaking it. Prahlad Maharaj may seem like a small boy, but he is a very, very greatly realized soul. His realizations are very deep, practical, and we all can connect to it. So please read this. Or if you find a small book, Teachings of Prahlad Maharaj, please read that. Just go through the translations and that will be enough. Prahlad Maharaj has beautifully arranged a seminar. First seminar is Importance of Human Life seminar. The second seminar is actually the time management seminar, where he makes you realize you don't have any time. Yes? Hare Krishna. Actually, we have a festival today evening. That's why I wanted to end my class early so we can have some question answers. In case any of you have any questions, any reflections, please go ahead. But the whole purpose of the class is, well, we just have to get out of this material world. There's no point in making this material world a beautiful place. It can never be. It can only be in one's imagination, in one's dreams. It's a phantasmagoria. That's why it's called. Same thing comes, right? Gandharva Puri. You will find it later. A person imagines, wow, this world has become suddenly so very nice. My grandfather who had expired long ago has come back. So this is all in dreams. Nothing else. So value of human life, and you don't have any time. These two teachings, if we are thoroughly convinced about, then we are going to intensely embrace bhakti. That's it. And how the world is, well, I need not tell you. I live in a small ashram. That's my world. You all get to see much more part of the world than I do. So you all must be having much more realization of the world. So I can't talk much on that, but because I had to elaborate on Prabhupada's teachings, I tried to elaborate something which I'd heard from my friends. Right? So you all, that's it. That's it.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu. Dhanva Pranam, Prabhu. What a beautiful Dhanva class. Like always, Prabhu, your classes are expected from all of us. It's beautiful. Teach us so much, Prabhu, in that half an hour, 40 minutes, sometime, you're right, Prabhu, we are on YouTube. We are maybe are there to see some Prabhupada lecture or some class or some kind of thing that can elevate us, you know, in our Krishna consciousness. But then some feed is on the side, how Ronaldo got that goal, and you go into that and you continue watching that for 10, 12, 15 minutes video. And after that, you think, oh my God, that's like wasted time. It's okay, gave me happiness for that 12 minutes, but it's not permanent. It's just that temporary again. But Prabhupada lecture or some devotee lecture would have gave me more knowledge. And this happens, Prabhu, honestly speaking. It's a very big thing how to come out of it. Yes, Prabhu, please.
I just wanted to, as soon as you said, something just spontaneously popped up in my mind. Better go for the audio. The videos are so distracting. Please go to ISKCON Desire. And go to ISKCON Desire, all the entire audio is available. And that's what I always prefer. I never go to the YouTube. I prefer the audio and everything.
Thank you, Prabhu. That's a very, very nice suggestion. Thank you, Prabhu. I'll certainly try to work on that. I actually sometimes see your phone and I'm like, why do I don't have that kind of phone? Because this phone is also, you know, you go into WhatsApp, you start from one devotee thing and then another video comes in and then what not, Prabhu. I saw it, Prabhu. Sometimes it rings and you see it. And it's amazing, Prabhu. All glories to you. Very beautiful class, Prabhu, like always. You know, I loved the very first part, history. His story, but that is not his story, but that's our story. What a beautiful thing, Prabhu. Every small lesson of Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam is teaching us, not talking about somebody else, but teaching us in subtle ways how to live this life. And of course, we all have used, I have used my BMW in some things that's not very useful. So yeah, Prabhu, very, very beautiful class, Prabhu. Dear devotees, if anybody's have any questions or realizations, please go ahead, raise your hand, because as Prabhuji said, he has another program he has to leave. So yeah, please go ahead, dear devotees.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, Dhanavad Pranam, Augusta Shira Prabhupada.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Very practical and very nice class. We have to be, you know, very serious in our devotional service, and we have to use our EMW in service of Krishna. Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for your wonderful class and your time and association. Hare Krishna.
Thank you.
Hare Krishna, Sanatan Dharma Prabhuji. I just want to reiterate what I already said, that I'm so grateful for this class today. The whole BMW example was so perfect. It was such a wake-up call, because we do collect trash with our BMWs all the time. It's such a waste. And I worked at a nursing home for 4 years, and I saw unbelievable things. So I can relate to what you said at the beginning about how people are treated. Once we get older, we're thrown away, at least here in this country. It's very sad. It's just terrible. So yes, life is too short. We can't waste it. Hare Krishna. Thank you again.
Thank you. Rajpur, I guess I did not leave any scope for questions.
Yes, you made it such a clear and beautiful. No,
Prabhupada made it clear. I just tried to present it humbly.
I was just joking,
Prabhu.
I'm 38, so I subtracted and
I understood that. 72 minus 34. Yes, Madhuji.
Hare Krishna, please send my obeisances, I'll go to the Prabhupada. I took initiation on Govardhan Puja 47 years ago. And according to this exercise today, I have 1.6 years left. And I've been sort of addressing this internally, talking to Krishna as I catch myself doing the same patterns that I've been doing throughout this life. And saying, yes, I did. Yes, I'm still doing it, aren't I? And I keep on asking for help. But it's very sobering. This message that you've relayed to us all, that it's essential that we go in the heart and really beg for this mercy to become serious and steadfast at every moment. Because even I sometimes play Jayatataka Maharaj's tape, his japa tape, to get me rolling. And sometimes I go and get something to drink or whatever and come back and I go, well, I just missed 3 rounds. And I start to realize how fast time is going, especially when you reach this age. And I realize I really want to be with the holy name. So I just want to thank you on this most auspicious day of my real birth, of giving such an extraordinary, display of your purity. Thank you, dear. Hare Krishna.
In fact, I wish to comment here. The most essential quality that personally Srila Prabhupada and my spiritual master would see in a Vaishnava is consistency. And I'd like to congratulate both Mataji and Prabhuji equally. They would be Mahisha Atmatulleya. Both of them would be so senior in Krishna consciousness. My God, 47 years. It's so very, very inspiring. That consistency is what is very inspiring.
Hari Bol. All glories to you, Lalita Mataji and Deenabandhu Prabhu. Hari Bol. Dear devotees, if anybody has any questions or realization, please go ahead. Otherwise, we can close the call. Okay, Prabhu. I think there are no questions and you have to go for the other program too. So,
Mataji wants to say something again.
Oh, perfect, please.
Oh, I just went off from my obeisances to everybody.
Wish you a very happy Krishna conscious appearance day.
Lalita Mataji and Deenabandhu Prabhu are one of the few devotees on the group, Prabhu, who are never missed, like never a single day. I might be missing someday, but they are always there, Prabhu. Like both the couples, you know, it's so beautiful to see that couple right in front of screen and listening to Srimad Bhagavatam. It's amazing, Prabhu. Amazing.
So, from very new devotees like me. That's the whole point. They're so senior. that's very important. Even Srila Prabhupada would sit down to hear from his disciples. Yes. So I request both of you to please correct me in case I go wrong somewhere.
You never go wrong. Never. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Okay, Prabhu. Thank you so much, Prabhu, for such a beautiful class. Like, honestly, your classes are awaited. Your classes are so amazing. It's so interactive. Like, when 40 minutes, 50 minutes go away, we don't even know. It's just a blink of an eye because it's so interesting. Thank you, Prabhu. We look for your association again, Prabhu, in the future. So please give us more time possible that you can to Bhakti Sangha Japa Group. Thank you, Prabhu. All the devotees, let's pay our obeisances to Prabhuji. Vancha kalpataru
shasta kapa sindhyaya
vacha bhavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namah grantra shrimat bhagavatam ki jai prabhupada ji ki
jai
His Grace Sanatan Dharma Prabhu Ji ki
jai sangha japa bhakti
thank you so much Prabhu Ji thank you so much
I'm grateful for your
Hare Krishna. Thank you.
Thank you.